step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America the Most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots and defenders of the real America, I have a story for you today that might just boggle your mind. It's a story of how even the purest intentions, yes, my intentions, can be misinterpreted by a society that's lost its way. This holiday season, I set out on a mission to uplift the forgotten women of our nation. And well, let's just say things didn't go exactly as planned. Now picture this. It's Christmas time. The snow is falling, and the streets are aglow with festive lights. My pockets are filled not with cash, but with something far more meaningful. Kohl's cash. Yes, patriots, Kohl's cash. The true currency of the American dream. Unlike cold, hard cash, which is squandered on frivolous pursuits, Kohl's cash is a tool for betterment. A 30% off voucher? That's not just a coupon. It's an opportunity for dignity. Fueled by this spirit of giving, I decided to take my mission to a place most people in my circle wouldn't dare step into. A local gentleman's club. Why, you ask? Because these women, these daughters of America, deserve a chance to embrace the true spirit of Christmas. I wasn't there for the dancing or the ambiance. No, I was there to deliver hope. As I stepped through the doors of the establishment, the bouncer eyed me suspiciously. I could sense his judgment, but I held my head high. After all, I was on a mission. Inside, the lights were low, the music was loud, and the air smelled like despair mixed with cheap cologne. But none of that mattered. My focus was on those hard-working women on the stage. I approached the first performer, a young woman with a glittering costume that reminded me of the tinsel my mother used to hang on our Christmas tree. "Excuse me, ma'am," I said, extending a $10 Kohl's cash voucher. "I come bearing a gift of real value this holiday season. With this, you could buy a scarf, a blouse, or even a small kitchen appliance. Imagine, a crock pot for your family." Her smile froze, then disappeared entirely. "What the hell is this?" she asked, holding the voucher like it was radioactive. "It's Kohl's cash," I explained, my voice booming with conviction. "It's redeemable at any Kohl's store. This isn't just money. It's an investment in your future." She stared at me like I had two heads. "Are you serious right now?" she said, her voice dripping with disdain. Another dancer, overhearing our exchange, came over. "Wait, you're giving out coupons? In here? Do you think we're some kind of charity case?" "No, no, not at all," I stammered, feeling the heat of their growing outrage. "This is about empowerment. I'm here to help." "Help?" The first dancer laughed, shaking her head. "Honey, if you really want to help, how about you tip like a normal person?" Undeterred, I pulled out my pièce de résistance, a 30% off Kohl's coupon. "Actually, I was hoping to use this for a private dance," I said, my voice unwavering. "Think about it. 30% off could mean significant savings for both of us." Her jaw dropped. "Are you for real?" she asked, her voice rising. The other dancers erupted into laughter, but it wasn't the joyous kind. It was the kind of laughter that stung, filled with ridicule and disbelief. "You're trying to pay for a lap dance with a coupon?" another one shouted, nearly doubling over. "It's not just a coupon," I insisted, feeling my face flush. "It's a symbol of American ingenuity and practicality. Don't you see? This is what Christmas is all about, helping each other." "Buddy," the first dancer said, crossing her arms, "the only thing you're helping is yourself out the door." At that moment, the bouncer appeared, a mountain of muscle and irritation. "Time to go, Grandpa," he growled, grabbing me by the shoulder. "Wait, I'm just trying to spread some Christmas cheer," I protested as he escorted me out. "This is about giving back. You're all missing the point." The door slammed shut behind me, and I stood alone in the snow, clutching the last of my Kohl's cash. My mission had failed, or had it? You see, patriots, even though those women didn't understand my intentions, I know in my heart that I did the right thing. I stood up for the values that make this country great: frugality, practicality, and the spirit of giving. Fellow patriots, tonight I bring you a tale of unwavering determination. One man's unyielding commitment to spreading the light of the Lord in even the darkest corners of society. Literally. They'll mock me for this. Oh, yes. They'll twist my actions, call me names, say I'm out of touch, or even creepy. But the truth is, when God calls you to do his work, you answer. And that's exactly what I did last night in a dimly lit parking lot behind Patriots Paradise. The mission had not gone as planned earlier in the evening. My well-intentioned gifts of Kohl's cash had been met with hostility and derision. The women didn't understand. They were too consumed by the corrupting influences of this fallen world to see the gift I was offering: redemption through retail. As I drove home, my heart heavy, I prayed for guidance. That's when it hit me. These women weren't rejecting the message. They were too ashamed to accept it publicly. Of course, that was the answer. If they couldn't receive my gifts inside, I would meet them outside, away from the jeers of their misguided peers. And so, I turned my car around and parked in the shadows of the club's lot, engine off, waiting for their shifts to end. It was cold. The kind of cold that bites at your nose and reminds you of the simpler Christmases of my youth, when men were men, women were homemakers, and the only thing you worried about in a parking lot was whether your sled would fit in the trunk. As I sat in my car, clutching a handful of Kohl's cash, I thought about how I was like a modern-day wise man, bringing gifts to those who needed them most. Around 2 a.m., the first group of dancers emerged, laughing and chatting as they walked to their cars. My heart raced with purpose. "Here we go, Blake," I whispered to myself. "Time to save some souls." I stepped out of the car, trying to look as non-threatening as possible. "Excuse me, ladies," I called out, my voice booming with what I thought was friendly enthusiasm. Their laughter stopped abruptly. They froze, their expressions turning wary as they turned to face me. One of them reached into her purse, and I assumed she was grabbing her phone to record my act of generosity. "Don't be afraid," I said, holding up a $20 Kohl's cash voucher like it was a beacon of hope. "I just wanted to give you what you couldn't accept earlier. I know it's hard to stand up to peer pressure, but God put it on my heart to make sure you receive this blessing." "Are you serious right now?" one of them asked, her voice sharp with disbelief. "Dead serious," I said, stepping closer. "This Kohl's cash can change your life. You could buy a winter coat or a slow cooker or even a nice pair of dress shoes to wear to church. You do go to church, don't you?" "Dude, it's 2 a.m, another dancer said, pulling her keys from her pocket. "You can't just hang out in a parking lot and ambush people with coupons." "It's not an ambush," I protested. "This is an act of divine intervention. God told me to come here tonight to help you see the light." "You're creeping us out," said the first woman, taking a step back. "Seriously, just leave us alone." I was stunned. Creeping them out? How could anyone be creeped out by the gift of savings and salvation? "Ladies, please," I said, holding out the vouchers like sacred scrolls. "This is about more than shopping. This is about your future, your dignity, your..." "Okay, that's enough," one of them shouted, unlocking her car. "If you don't leave, we're calling the cops." "The cops?" I gasped, appalled. "For what? Spreading kindness? Giving back to my community? This is what's wrong with America." But they were done listening. The women piled into their cars, tires screeching as they sped away. I stood there, alone, under the flickering parking lot lights, Kohl's cash fluttering in my hand. As I stood there in the glow of the parking lot light, clutching my stack of Kohl's cash and contemplating the harsh realities of a society that scorns kindness, I saw the flashing blue lights approach. At first, I thought it was divine intervention, a sign that God himself was sending backup to aid me in my righteous mission. But as the squad car pulled up and two officers stepped out, their stern expressions told a different story. "Sir, we got a call about a suspicious individual harassing women in the parking lot," one of the officers said, his flashlight glaring into my eyes. "Harassing!" I gasped, clutching my chest as though I'd been struck by lightning. "Officers, I am not harassing anyone. I'm helping. I'm on a mission from God to spread hope and financial responsibility this holiday season." The second officer raised an eyebrow. "Financial responsibility? What exactly are you doing out here?" I held up the vouchers proudly. "This, my friends, is Kohl's cash. It's redeemable for real merchandise, coats, cookware, you name it. I was simply ensuring these young women had the opportunity to experience the joy of redemption, both literal and spiritual." The officers exchanged a glance, one suppressing what might have been a laugh. "Sir, it's 2 a.m. Do you see how this might look to someone who doesn't know your intentions?" "No," I said firmly, planting my feet like George Washington crossing the Delaware. "What this looks like is a patriot trying to make a difference. What this looks like is a man doing God's work." "Well," the first officer said, pulling out a pair of handcuffs, "God's work or not, loitering and causing a disturbance in a private parking lot is still against the law. I'm going to need you to come with us." My jaw dropped. "You're arresting me? Me? For being a good Samaritan?" "Sir, please don't make this harder than it has to be," the second officer said, motioning for me to turn around. As they cuffed me, I called out to the heavens, "This is what America has come to, arresting patriots while the real criminals run free. What's next? Banning Christmas? Canceling apple pie? I hope you're proud, George Soros." As they loaded me into the back of the squad car, I vowed to myself that this injustice would not stand. Sitting in the back of the squad car, I could feel the cold bite of the handcuffs against my wrists. My mind raced as I considered my next move. They were taking me in. Me, Blake Winchester, a patriot, a servant of God. The injustice of it all was almost too much to bear. Then it struck me. These officers were clearly just doing their job, caught up in a system that's been corrupted by the left's anti-freedom agenda. They didn't understand what I was doing because they'd never been shown the truth. Perhaps if I extended my mission of generosity to them, I could open their eyes. "Officers," I said, leaning forward against the barrier, the cuffs jangling. "Listen, I understand that you're just following orders, but you don't have to do this. We can settle this right here, like real Americans." The driver glanced at me in the rearview mirror, clearly unimpressed. "Sir, just sit tight." "No, no, hear me out," I said, my voice brimming with the kind of conviction that built this great nation. "I'm willing to make you an offer, a gesture of goodwill, from one patriot to another." The officer in the passenger seat turned slightly. "What kind of offer?" "This," I said, wriggling my hands to retrieve a slightly crumpled $20 Kohl's cash voucher from my coat pocket. I held it up triumphantly. "This is yours. No strings attached. Think of it as a Christmas bonus, courtesy of yours truly." The car went silent for a moment. Then the officer driving spoke, his tone flat. "Are you seriously trying to bribe us with Kohl's cash?" "Not a bribe," I corrected, my voice rising in righteous indignation. "A token of appreciation. With this, you could buy a fine pair of slacks, a nice dress shirt, maybe even some festive holiday socks. Imagine the joy you'd feel walking into church this Sunday, knowing you got those socks for free." The officer in the passenger seat turned all the way around, his face a mask of disbelief. "You're offering us store coupons to let you go?" "Well, yes," I said, slightly exasperated at their inability to grasp the brilliance of my proposal. "It's a win-win situation. You do something kind for a fellow American, and you walk away with real tangible value. I mean, it's Kohl's. Who doesn't love Kohl's?" The driver sighed deeply, pulling the car to a stop at a red light. "Sir, attempting to bribe an officer, no matter what with, is a serious offense." "It's not a bribe," I insisted, feeling the heat rise in my face. "It's a patriotic exchange of goodwill. Would it make you feel better if I threw in a 30% off coupon? Because I've got one of those too." The officer in the passenger seat turned back to face the front. "You know what? Let's just get him booked." As we arrived at the station, I felt a pang of disappointment. How could these officers, defenders of justice and law, fail to see the beauty of what I was offering? As they led me inside, the cuffs now feeling tighter than ever, I looked at the stack of Kohl's cash I still clung to and muttered to myself, "This is what happens when America forgets its values." Little did I know, my crusade was only beginning. As I sat in the holding cell, the fluorescent lights buzzing overhead, I felt the weight of the evening pressing down on me. My mission had been pure, my actions noble. Yet here I was, treated like a common criminal. The other men in the cell gave me a wide berth, sensing, I'm sure, the righteous fire of God coursing through me. Then I saw him. A familiar figure shuffled into the cell, looking around nervously before taking a seat on the bench across from me. He was hunched, his face partially hidden by the brim of a weathered ball cap, but there was no mistaking him. "Pastor Rick," I said, my voice ringing with surprise. His head snapped up, eyes wide with alarm. "Blake, what are you doing here?" "I could ask you the same thing," I said, standing and crossing the cell to sit next to him. "I was arrested for doing God's work, spreading holiday cheer and fiscal responsibility to some of America's most neglected women. But you, what on earth could a man of the cloth be doing in a place like this?" He shifted uncomfortably, glancing around as if checking for eavesdroppers. "It's, complicated, he muttered. Complicated? I asked, leaning in closer. Pastor, you've always taught us that the truth sets us free. Surely you can share your burden with me, your most loyal congregant. It's not something I want to talk about, Blake, he said sharply, his tone uncharacteristically curt. I leaned back, studying him. His usual air of moral authority was gone, replaced by a nervous energy that made him seem human. For a moment, I wondered if this was a test, a divine challenge for me to show compassion. I understand, I said solemnly. But you should know, Pastor, that I am here for you, just as you have been there for me. Whatever it is, we can face it together. No, he snapped, his voice rising an octave before he caught himself. I mean, no, it's better if we don't talk about it. The silence stretched between us, thick with tension. It wasn't until later, when the guards were making their rounds, that he approached me. He leaned in close, his voice barely above a whisper. Blake, he said, his tone pleading, I need you to keep quiet about seeing me here. This can't get out. It would ruin me. Pastor, I said, taken aback, you know I'd never betray you, but why the secrecy? Surely the truth? No, he interrupted, his voice shaking. It's not about the truth. It's about perception. People wouldn't understand. I frowned, troubled by his words. What are you asking of me exactly? I'm asking you to stay silent, he said, his eyes darting to the guards. Just pretend you never saw me here, and I'll make it worth your while. My eyebrows shot up. Make it worth my while? Are you trying to bribe me, Pastor? It's not a bribe, he hissed, looking genuinely offended. It's an incentive to do the right thing. He reached into the pocket of his jacket and pulled out a small, crinkled envelope. Here, he said, thrusting it into my hands. I opened it cautiously, my jaw dropping when I saw what was inside. Pastor, I said, holding up the contents for him to see, this is a 50% off coupon for Cracker Barrel. It's a good deal, he said defensively. You could get a nice meal. Maybe treat yourself to one of their holiday pies. Pastor Rick, I said, my voice heavy with disappointment, I am a man of principle. My loyalty cannot be bought with biscuits and gravy. Fine, he whispered, pulling another envelope from his pocket. What about this? I opened it and found two punch cards for free coffee at the local gas station. One was already half filled. Pastor, I said, shaking my head. Your desperation troubles me, but you have my word. I will stay silent, not because of these incentives, but because I believe in second chances. Whatever brought you here tonight, I trust you will seek God's guidance to make it right. He sighed with relief, slumping back against the bench. Thank you, Blake. I mean it. Thank you. Just one thing, I added, tucking the Cracker Barrel coupon into my pocket. You might want to think about your actions, Pastor. After all, as you've always said, it's not what we do in the light, but in the dark, that reveals our true character. His face turned red, and he looked away. As I watched him avoid my gaze, I couldn't help but feel a pang of sadness. Even our leaders, it seemed, could falter. But I resolved to pray for him and for myself, as I continued my fight against the injustice of my own arrest. Because if there's one thing I know, patriots, it's this. No matter how far we fall, redemption is always within reach, whether it's through the Lord's grace or a 50% discount on chicken and dumplings. As the hours dragged on in the holding cell, I couldn't stop glancing at Pastor Rick, hunched over on the bench across from me. He was a man I had always seen as untouchable, a shepherd of righteousness guiding his flock through the wilderness of modern sin. And yet, here he was, locked up like the rest of us, avoiding my gaze like a guilty schoolboy. Pastor, I said gently, breaking the silence, You know you can trust me. Whatever brought you here tonight, it won't change how I see you. His shoulders tensed, and he let out a long sigh. Blake, I appreciate that. I really do. But this is complicated. Complicated? I echoed. You've been teaching us for years to confess our burdens and seek the light. Isn't that what you always say? Pastor Rick rubbed his face, clearly wrestling with himself. Finally, he muttered, It was bingo, Blake. I got arrested because of bingo. I blinked. Bingo? Like the church bingo nights? Those wholesome evenings with coffee, donuts, and retired school teachers? It wasn't exactly wholesome this time, he admitted, lowering his voice. The state requires a permit for cash prizes, but the church's fundraiser was running low, and I thought, well, I thought if we raised the stakes, we could bring in more people. Raise the stakes? I asked, leaning in. He nodded, shame etched into his face. Instead of the usual gift baskets and crocheted blankets, we started offering bigger prizes, cash, electronics, even a weekend getaway. Word spread fast, and before I knew it, we had half the county showing up to play. That sounds successful? I said, confused. It was too successful, he groaned. Some of the regulars got upset when newcomers started winning the big prizes. Accusations were thrown around. Someone called the sheriff, and when the cops showed up, they found I didn't have the proper permits for any of it. Pastor, I said, shaking my head in disbelief, are you telling me you were running an underground bingo operation? I prefer to think of it as an innovative approach to fundraising, he said defensively. But yes, technically, it was illegal. I sat back, stunned. Pastor, this is big. If the congregation finds out, they can't find out, he interrupted, his voice rising in panic. Blake, you have to promise me you won't say a word about this to anyone. Pastor, you know I respect you, but this is serious. The truth... Blake, please, he said, his tone turning desperate. He reached into his pocket and pulled out another crumpled envelope. If you stay quiet, I'll make it worth your while. I stared at the envelope, half expecting it to contain another coupon for Cracker Barrel. But when I opened it, I found a laminated punch card for free car washes, fully stamped. Pastor Rick, I said, my voice heavy with disappointment, this is tempting, but silence isn't something you can buy. Blake, for the love of God, it's not a bribe. It's a token of appreciation. I folded the card and handed it back. Pastor, I'll stay quiet, but not because of this. I'll stay quiet because I believe in redemption. Just like you taught me. He sighed with relief, slipping the card back into his pocket. Thank you, Blake. You don't know what this means to me. I do, I said, standing to stretch. But if I may offer some advice, maybe stick to bake sales next time. He chuckled weakly, but the weight of his embarrassment still hung in the air. As the night wore on, I reflected on what had happened. Even our spiritual leaders, it seemed, could stumble in their pursuit of good intentions. But as I sat there, I couldn't shake the feeling that Pastor Rick's story was a cautionary tale. Not about bingo, but about the thin line between righteousness and temptation. Because if there's one thing I've learned, patriots, it's this. Even the holiest among us need a little guidance from time to time. And if the Lord can forgive an underground bingo operation, surely he can forgive me for the Kohl's cash.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it. Because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days
explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.